Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Frank Luntz thinks Joe Biden may have just cost Kamala Harris the election with his garbage comments. Hello, my fellow garbagians. Welcome to our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Look, I want to just clarify, you know, I made the comment earlier about the, could the polls be undercounting support for Kamala Harris? Absolutely they could. There's no doubt about that. We should act like that's a very real possibility here. And vote. All we can do, you know, and just get everybody to vote. You should act like it's a very real possibility that the polls are undercounting her support. And the only thing you can do to counter that is vote and get everybody you know to vote. That's what you got to do. I think they may be trying to run a psychological game with us where they try to make Trump supporters feel overconfident, particularly in the states where Robert F. Kennedy's still on the ballot. And that maybe the voters there will think that Trump's got this in the bag. I'll vote for Kennedy to send a message, or maybe I just won't vote. I'm worried about it. So I always tell you what I think, and I hope, like I said, I'm not predicting she's going to beat Trump. I'm not. I think Trump's going to win, but I think we have to be very cognizant of the fact that the polls may be undercounting support for her, and that also that people may not be telling pollsters they want to vote for her because it's really not voting for her, it's voting against Trump, and that a lot of what the polls may be doing are trying to psychologically manipulate us again. So I want to be cognizant of that fact. All right. I got a lot of great audio, but like, people have been waiting on hold. So let me go to Steve in Jamison. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Rich, how are you doing?
What's up?
I'm here with Jim Worthington. I stopped in to buy my family some McDonald's to support
great
the owner and all the things that he's going through. But, Rich, I just wanted to let you know I'm one of the people, my wife and I, who were in line at 2:30. And we asked to stay, and they had a like a little barrier thing with two police, and they said this is no one past this point. And I felt so bad. I thought to myself, man, I'm going to talk to Rich and call up and just make a comment and let you run with it. I live in town, and outside of the town, there's Trump signs everywhere, but inside Doylestown Borough, where the courthouse is, there's nothing but, you know, that it's Democratic, Kamala Harris wall yeah. signs everywhere. And I feel that like my county courthouse knew this was coming, knew that all the Trump people would come out in droves to vote. And they got two people handling, I'll guess and say, Rich, 150, 200 people when I got there. Easy.
Well, you know, listen, I'm glad you shared that experience with me, Steve. I think everybody in Bucks County who was turned away yesterday, or if anybody didn't get a chance to vote for whatever reason in person, please go tomorrow. Please go Friday. We got to bank these votes, Steve. We got to do it.
Yes, sir. So I'm going tomorrow, but they said the judge, two things, Richard, you could clarify, and I'll get off the phone, is 3 days. Is that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Are they counting today? Is
yeah.
the 3 days?
Yeah, unfortunately they are. Yep, so it's Friday at 5 p.m.
And then the other question I had is, I heard the Supreme Court ruled about the voter rolls in Virginia.
They did.
Is that? So that's favorable to us.
Very favorable for us. And I got to give Mama Zeoli credit. She texted me that this morning, and I was taking one of my kids to school, and she texted me, and the Supreme Court came out and said that, yeah, so for Virginia can keep those 1,600 people off the voter rolls, which is a good thing.
Rich, thanks for what you do. And I can't believe how you are composed when you had the last Democratic voter for Kamala that couldn't name one thing that she's going to do for our country.
Before you go, what are you getting at McDonald's? Because we're all starving here.
That's right. I'm getting standing next to Jim. I'm getting two Big Macs, two quarter pounders with cheese, two filet of fish, three French fries, and two drinks to bring home to to the family.
Love it. Love it. Man, I'm jealous.
I love what you do, man.
All right, Steve.
See you, Rich.
Thanks, brother.
Love you guys.
I appreciate it. Look, I don't freak out. I know Susie Cool's freaking out now about what I said about the shy Kamala Harris voter. What I don't think she's going to win. But what I'm saying is we should think like that because I think they want us thinking this is in the bag for Trump. I really do. So if you go into it with the idea that the polls are purposely skewing, undercounting her support, you realize that how essential it is getting out to vote and how essential it is winning. Whoever wins PA is going to win the White House. There's no other. There's the period. Period. We win PA, we win the White House. We lose PA, we lose the White House. It's just that's the way it's going to be. And this garbage comment is a big. This is bad for them. This is bad. Let me play you. This is Frank Luntz, who has a worse rug than Phil Murphy does. Remember, Luntz came out after the debate and said Kamala Harris was going to win. I said, no, she didn't win the debate, A. B, she's not going to win because she didn't win the debate. She didn't sell anybody on her economic record. I still don't think she's going to win. Make sure you understand. Don't twist my words here. I'm not saying she's going to win. I'm telling you, I think the polls are undercounting her support, though, and it is going to be as close as they're saying. It could be even closer. So we got to get every single vote banked and counted, period. That's how it has to be. But here we go. Frank Luntz, go ahead.
His comments seemingly describing Trump supporters as, quote, garbage. The Harris campaign is trying to downplay the effect of those comments. Of course they are. But I wonder if you think that those comments are going to move voters.
It's going to be huge because this is not some comedian saying something stupid and offensive at a rally where he should have been just basically disinvited. This is the president of the United States endorsing his vice president saying something. And I know that there's different interpretations about what he said. It's still inappropriate. He still shouldn't be doing it. And I've watched Trump already seize this. The basket of deplorables was significant, was meaningful in 2016. In 2024, I can promise you that this is going to drive Trump turnout. He's doing it already. I can see, I'm sure there's going to be ads on as soon as tonight about this. This may be a turning point for those final 3%, and that's all it is, who still need to be persuaded.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I really don't. I don't disagree with him, which I hate ever agreeing with Frank Luntz, but because what this is about, this garbage thing, is about taking away her argument that Trump says mean things and she's going to rise above it. Is now the Democrats are calling people garbage. It's back to the basket of deplorables crap. People don't like it. It fires up Trump's base, yes, but also neutralizes an argument that Kamala Harris was trying to make in the closing of his campaign, which is Trump meanie pants. I'm going to rise above that. And that's why she's trying to play cleanup on aisle three now. And yeah, you know what the Trump supporters are doing? They're embracing the garbage thing. It's hysterical. It really is hysterical. To calm Susie's fears, Washington Post just released weighted polling data. If the polls are off by as much as they were in 2020, Nevada has Trump up 2, PA is Trump up 2, North Carolina Trump up 3, Georgia Trump up 1, Arizona Trump up 3, and Michigan Trump up 1. If the polls were off as they were in 2020. Now, let me just counter that by saying that are they weighing the polling data to make up for the shy Trump voter? And now Trump is up by 2, which is still margin of error stuff. And then people stay home. And now we're in a situation where this comes down to very, very. You see what I'm saying, Matt, in terms of the weighting of the polls?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think Nate Silver's probably correct, and he wrote that big op-ed earlier this week where he said that he believed pollsters were basically herding towards a false consensus, where the polls are being weighted so much now to basically guarantee they're not off by as much as they were in 2020 and 2016, that you can't really believe anything that they're spitting out at this point.
Right.
And Silver said that his gut leads him to believe that it will be Trump that ultimately wins, but he thinks that it's anybody's guess as to who's actually going to win at this point.
Yeah, I'm looking at Brett Baer's map, and basically it's Pennsylvania. It's all coming down to Pennsylvania. Trump's going to win Arizona. He's going to win North Carolina. He's going to win Georgia. Well, I think he's going to win North Carolina.
I think she wins Michigan. Nevada.
What's that?
I think she probably wins Nevada.
Because of the abortion referendum.
And then Wisconsin. It's the blue wall. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but he won those states in 2016. I think he can do it again. I do. Why is Wisconsin not on this list here?
Which list?
The one you just texted me.
Oh,
Nevada,
I don't know.
PA, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan. Where's Wisconsin?
Let me check. I'll
check on that. While you're doing that, let me go to Lois and Delco. Wanted to reply to that jackass who called in earlier. Hello, Lois.
Hi, Rich. Listen to you all the time. Never call in, but felt the need to respond to the guy, the grandson of the German Jews.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I'm a grandchild of Polish Jews. We had relatives who died in the Holocaust, relatives who survived that I knew growing up. And I just personally am offended by what he said, calling Trump Hitler or associating him with it. And I don't remember his name, but if I could give him a message, he's out there. He should be ashamed of himself, and he needs to educate himself on what our people have been through.
I agree with you. And you know, Lois, I kept him on the line because I wanted to expose how insane the hatred for Trump is that people, it's something, it's hard to comprehend, isn't it? I mean, it really is something that is so hard to comprehend that people can feel that way about him. It's bizarre. And the guy has nothing he can say, you know what I mean? He got nothing he can say.
Right, and he's using the Hitler thing. It's on the backs of our people to push this person forward who has nothing to offer. It's just a very cheap way, And I worry that that we get dehumanized by this, Jewish people throwing around Hitler when it doesn't apply.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's disgraceful. It's unfair to the millions of Jewish people who were killed by Adolf Hitler. It's unfair to their families, to their legacy, to all the people who Hitler murdered. 12 million people. I mean, to say that about a former American president, the idea that 80 million of us would vote for Hitler. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's so condescending and vile to the American people to think that we would vote for somebody like that.
Right. They need to find out, what her issues are, what she stands for, instead of
doing
this crap.
They can't say a word about why they're voting for her without mentioning Donald Trump's name, Lois. You notice that?
Right. That's true. Yeah, it's offensive. And he needs to talk to some older relatives or look up history books and find out what really happened. And it's just disgusting.
It cheapens what happens, too, to just throw Hitler's name around like that. It really does.
Right. Right. So they have nothing to stand on. And it's horrible. She doesn't stand for anything. So that's why I guess they're doing this. But it's on the backs of people who suffered. And he really should stop doing it and should find reasons to vote for her that have nothing to do with Trump. Like you said, that on her own. So,
Lois, thank you, my dear. By the way, how do I say pierogi? What's the correct pronunciation of pierogi?
That sounds good.
That sounds good. All right.
And I've seen you on TV. You look great.
Aw, you're sweet.
Catch you on Fox all the time.
Thank you, Lois. I will let you know about my next appearance. It's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. Let me play this clip for you. This is Trump from today. Responding to Trump calling everybody garbage. Cut number one.
This week, Kamala has been comparing her political opponents to the most evil mass murderers in history. And now speaking on a call for her campaign last night, Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it. Even though, without question, my supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lying Kamala. My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. You just can't. And you can't be president if you hate the American people. And there's a lot of hatred there. Kamala Harris is not fit to be president of the United States. She doesn't have the intellect, the stamina, or that special quality that real leaders must have to lead. We know what that is. It's a special quality.
He pointed out, too, and this is what I've been saying, too, she made a speech, and all she talked about was Trump. I mean, that's what they do. That's their whole campaign, is just Trump bad, Trump mean. Cut three.
Last night, Kamala made a speech, not much of one, with a paid-for audience, and all she talked about was Donald Trump.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I will speak about Donald Trump. 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 Trump.
Do you believe it? Because she and Joe have no achievements, only failure and gloom.
By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger has endorsed Kamala Harris. I'm not surprised by that, because both he and Doug Emhoff love nannies. So I'm not surprised at all that he's backing Kamala Harris. He also knocked up the nanny, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a club, you know, the knock up the nanny club. He and Doug Emhoff were in together. That doesn't surprise me at all. That's sellout, Schwarzenegger. Who cares? Who cares who Arnold Schwarzenegger's backing? Guys have made a good movie in 25 years. All the new Terminator movies, they're terrible. They're awful. But he called up Doug and he said, you know, they probably compared notes on nanny swap, you know. Maybe they shared the swap nannies. Who knows? Saying.
I would like to see the polling on the nanny vote. Could that swing the election?
Yeah, no pun intended. Exactly right. Could that swing the election? We got to get to Phil Murphy before the show ends, too. Don in Franconia has a prediction about Kamala. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing just like yourself, thank you. 1,461 days she'll be in office. We can't afford that. I can't afford it from a health standpoint. We've got to get to the polls if we haven't already, and we got to vote for Donald Trump. No questions asked.
Well said, my friend. Well said. We got to vote. Vote like we're losing.
And one more thing. You were looking for a song with garbage. There was a song that came out back in my younger days, 1958, called Yakety Yak by a group called the Coasters. And your screen caller said he tried to play it. I don't know if he'll have time.
Justin, did you play it? Yakety Yak, Don't
that,
Talk
I
Back?
I had that queued up for the next break, yes.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man. Isn't good? Isn't Justin a good guy, Don?
He's an excellent guy. I enjoy talking with him and yourself. Thanks for taking my call, and have a great evening.
You're welcome, my friend. I appreciate it. You are the anti-DeSantis, Justin.
Many people are apparently saying this.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Crowd favorite. Oh, man. We got to do Phil Murphy on CNBC, but let me go to Ed and Del Ran. Ed, what's up?
Hey, listen, I can tell you right now that Rich Scioli and Matt DeSantis are profound with the right pronoun, and Justin is quite trusting.
You are a resident poet laureate, Ed. You know that?
Hey, I know it. I got to show it. Now, I want to make a couple quick points because I know People want to talk to you all day long. Number one, I believe what Sean Hannity says every single night. He said, vote like your vote is the only vote that counts. That's number one. Number two, I want to volunteer to ride the trash truck with Donald Trump. I want to volunteer my time to help collect the garbage.
Okay, I think that's a very good idea. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, I want to volunteer my time to help him.
All right. Well, listen, we'd love to have you on the garbage truck, Ed. I appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, man.
All right. All right, I'm going to save Murphy for tomorrow. Since, you're right, since we don't have it on video and his rug and his teeth. How did I forget to play that earlier? I know, because we had 15 guests in a row. That's why. That's what happened. Damn
yeah,
it.
5 o'clock was a little chaotic.
Oh, man, was it ever chaotic. All right. Well, listen, the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. Come out to Dr. Mike's Cinnaminson office Saturday, November 9th for their annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who've served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. And you got to sign up for Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. That's right. Privacy Pro is a 3-in-1 subscription service and includes DuckDuckGo VPN. You got to have a VPN when you go online these days. You have to. It is essential. It will keep you safe and keep your data safe, even if you're on a public Wi-Fi or your private Wi-Fi at home, and keep your data away from even your internet service provider. It's essential. Personal information removal. You ever go online, find all the stuff that's about you online that's being sold? They'll remove that for you. Identity theft restoration if your identity is ever stolen. All that for only $9.99 a month. It's unbelievable. For $10 a month or $100 for the year, you get all three of those services in their Privacy Pro subscription service. I signed up for this, and it's great. And all you got to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up for a week. Get a week on us. And look, you're gonna love the protection. You're gonna love the peace of mind. You can use it on a DuckDuckGo browser, which you can use on your phone, on your laptop, Mac, Windows, whatever. You will be able to browse anonymously. And DuckDuckGo is, first of all, they're right in our backyard. It's a local company. They have protected millions of users, thousands of 5-star reviews, and it is a search engine that does not collect your search data. And with the Privacy Pro subscription, with the VPN, with the personal information removal and the identity theft restoration, this is triple layer protection in a day and age where everybody is stealing information and everybody is selling information about you. So do it now. Go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up for a week on us. Duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I mean, Trump is just a beast. He's a beast. He's in a garbage truck. No, I'm not kidding you. He's in a garbage truck right now. A Make America Great Again garbage truck. I'm not joking. This is true. CNN, we have the clip of this. This is not made. It's a gigantic garbage truck, and it says, Trump, make America great again. He's sitting in the passenger seat, obviously. And he's got a yellow vest on. There's a big, giant American flag on it. And CNN interrupts this breaking news. This is the audio. Take a listen.
Interrupt you for a moment. Stand by for a moment. Trump is answering some questions from reporters.
Joe Biden to make that statement, it's really this way.
He's in a freaking garbage truck. It's amazing. I mean, this guy is the man. He just knows how to troll better than anybody. That is Trump's gift. So let's see. I don't know if there's any more audio of this coming out or not, but CNN broke into it. Fox News has not broken into it. They have Governor Glenn Youngkin on right now. But this is what Trump does. He takes something and then he twists it into a way that is completely great for him. He was on Air Force One. You have another clip, Matt? All right, here. Let's take a listen to it.
And I think 250 million people in this country are going to be very happy because we're going to bring the country back. We're a nation in decline, very, very serious decline, and we're going to bring our country back.
He was on Trump Force One, and he had his yellow vest on, about to get off of Trump Force One, head over to the Make America Great Again garbage truck in Wisconsin. We're not the garbage, we're the garbage collectors. Take a listen to this.
Sorry, give me a second. It's loading.
Here it is. No problem. All this is literally breaking as we speak right now. So.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Trump. And 250 million people are not garbage.
That's great. Tulsi was on earlier with us. She's actually speaking right now at this rally with J.D. Vance. Matt, I'm going to send it to you. We can actually probably jump into it and listen to a little bit of it live. But yeah, if you're just joining us right now, Donald Trump is in a garbage truck, a Make America Great Again garbage truck. This is called taking something that was I was not a gaffe by Biden. Biden said it to screw her over, and now completely dominating the news cycle over this. And the Harris campaign is so freaking pissed at Joe Biden for once again upstaging her. Once again, Joe Biden upstaging the Democrat nominee for president of the United States because he hates her and he wants her to lose. And now this is all everybody's going to be talking about is Trump driving a garbage truck. It's freaking brilliant. It's brilliant. I love this. This is class A, master class level trolling here. Let's jump in and take a listen to Tulsi and J.D. Vance together.
Have failed our brothers and sisters. Why is it, even at that point, they are still not able to get the care that they need? I've had friends who've gone into the VA at that moment where they felt like they had no other option. They were ready to take their own lives. They either couldn't get an appointment, or when they did walk in, they were handed a bag full of drugs.
Yep.
A bag full of drugs that made their problems worse, not better. And that didn't actually deal with the real challenges they were facing. So when we talk about what does President Trump's plan to make America healthy again look like for our men and women in uniform and for our veterans, it's investing in the person, our fellow American, from the time they join the military, throughout their time in service, making sure that they're getting the care that they need, not just drugs or band-aids to cover up the visible or invisible wounds. Making sure that when you go into that dining facility, you actually have healthy and nutrition options to eat, not just crap that's going to make you sick. That when you go to the doctor, they're not just going to give you pills to cover up whatever pain you are experiencing. And that when it comes time to lay down the uniform, when your service is complete, that you're able to go, as with President Trump's accomplishment in passing the Choice Act, that you're able to go to the provider of your choice, whether that be at the VA or in your local doctor's office, and get the care that you need. And I just want to close by sharing a personal story because... I experienced what a difference this made in my own personal life. I was a member of Congress representing Hawaii. It was the second congressional district, the rural parts of the state. And there was a Vietnam veteran named Andrew Jamila. He'd been awesome. He was a local leader. He was like the unofficial mayor of his hometown of Waimanalo on the island of Oahu. He called me up one day. Thank God he had my personal cell phone number. And he said, Tulsi, I just had a heart attack. And I'm at the hospital down the street. We live like 20 minutes from each other. I'm at the hospital down the street. They tell me if they don't if they can't have open heart surgery right now, then I may not survive. The VA hospital, which was about 40 minutes drive over the mountains to the other side of the island, said they would not cover this surgery that would save his life, that he had to get into an ambulance and take that 40-minute drive to get to the VA. His doctor said, you might not make it, Andrew. You might not survive. And so thankfully, I was able to help him, and it was because of the Choice Act that he was able to get the care that he needed, that he survived that heart attack and was able to live another day.
It's awesome.
Tulsi and J.D. Vance
Where
in Pennsylvania.
Where is Cindy at? Our next question is coming from Cindy. Thank you.
Welcome to Bedford County. I want to thank you for recognizing the veterans in the audience and our concerns. Thank you both for your service then. Thank you for your service now, as they are both equally important. When my dad, who I'm very proud of, came home from Vietnam, he wasn't educated on the health benefits and services that he earned and was entitled to. When I got out of the Marine Corps in 1996, I was not educated on the health benefits and services I earned and was entitled to. When my nephews, whom I am also very proud of, got out of the military in the mid-2000s, they were not educated on the benefits that they earned and was entitled to. The first time I registered and voted was for President Trump because we needed change. We still need change. What will you and your administration do to help educate the veterans on the health benefits and services they've earned and health benefits they are entitled to? Semper Fi, thank you.
Cindy, Semper Fi, and thank you for the question, and thank you for your, not just your service, but your whole family's service. That's an amazing testament to the American tradition of military service. But I actually have a somewhat similar story, though luckily it didn't have the same personal consequence for me. You know, when I got out of the Marine Corps in 2007, I went straight to Ohio State University. Don't hold it against me. I know we're in Pennsylvania. And, you know, I signed up for a student health plan, and it was a lot of money. Right. And I didn't have anybody helping me out. I was on Pell Grants and, you know, things were pretty tight because I was, you know, I didn't come from a family of means. I didn't come from a family of money. And I had no idea that because of a law that had been passed while I was in the Marine Corps, that I could get free health care through the VA. I think it was for 5 years after I got out of the United States Marine Corps. And I had no idea. And so I spent hundreds of dollars on health insurance premiums until somebody kind of just said, hey, why don't you go to the VA and get healthcare service? And I said, I don't think I'm allowed to. And they said, I know that you are. And that's what changed that for me and saved me probably thousands of dollars of healthcare.
Let me jump out of this. This is a town hall meeting right now with Tulsi and J.D. Vance. But I have a longer clip of Trump in the garbage truck. So in case you're just joining me, two big stories today. Bucks County, Pennsylvania, you now have until Friday at 5 p.m. to vote. And I want you to vote like your life depends on it. You know, my comment about shy Kamala Harris voters, and somebody said, an email basically saying, well, demoralized Republican voters may not vote. I don't agree with that. I think everybody knows damn well the importance of voting. I worry more about people thinking we got in the bag and not voting. That's my concern, because I've heard that before. I've heard that in situations in the past in politics. The two times where people don't vote, in my experience, and again, I've been doing this a long time, being involved in politics, I mean, are when either they think it's going to be a blowout. A great example would be Phil Murphy versus Jack Cittarelli in 2021. The polls, Monmouth had Murphy with a double-digit lead, and a couple hundred thousand Republicans stayed home because they were like, well, guys, there's no chance, you know? And then the other time is when the polls show that it's, we got this, our guy's going to win, and people are like, it's 6:30, I got to leave, I got to get to the poll, he's got this, it's okay, he's going to win. And you're like, he lost by 20 votes? How did that happen? I thought we had a 5-point lead. You know what I mean? So I don't think there are, disaffected voters is not a thing. Like, in other words, no, you're not going to be a depressed Republican voter if it looks close. You would be if the polls showed Harris had a 10-point lead. But you might be overconfident if you keep hearing all this talk of a potential Trump landslide. And that worries me more than anything. So I'm going to keep hammering that message home, that it's the overconfidence that could be our downfall in this. I'm not worried about people saying, oh, she's got this in the bag, I'm not going to go vote. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm worried about the guy or gal who it's 7:30 and they're thinking like, I don't need to bother. Trump's got this. We're good. That worries me at this point. So let's not let that happen. And you can now vote in person in Bucks County. And I'm asking you to do that, please, up until Friday at 5 p.m. And right now, Trump, because he's the ultimate master showman. I mean, this guy is so freaking good at dominating the news cycle and taking over and just crushing the narrative. He's now driving a garbage truck. I mean, he's in the passenger seat, but he's in a garbage truck, a Make America Great Again garbage truck. And he just spoke to the press. Take a listen. All right, great stuff. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Dave McCormick's got an event going on in PA. I'll tell you what Selena Zito said about it. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, speaking of Jimmy Failla, he's on at 7. That reminds me, save the date for November 13th. I can't tell you what it is, but just save the date. All right? All I can tell you at this point. We got more of Trump in the garbage truck. So he's driving a freaking, he's in a garbage truck. So badass. I'm telling you, man, this guy does it better than anybody. So Joe Biden comes out last night and calls Trump supporters garbage. The Harris campaign is furious because he once again stole her thunder with her closing argument as she's trying to rise above name calling, which of course is a joke. And now all everybody's talking about is Biden calling everybody garbage. She's completely overshadowed. And then to just do the total coup de grace, he just in a garbage truck and then takes questions from the press. He's wearing an orange vest like he's a guard, like a sanitation worker. And he's in a freaking garbage truck right now. This is just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Matt, can we pick up a little bit more of Trump in the garbage truck?
Yeah, here you go.
And then before I do that, let me just say that the big story. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental, come out to Mike Cinnamon's in office Saturday, November 9th for their annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Thank you.
Hey, could you be more specific about what that would look like? Any questions?
Sir, RFK Jr. said that you promised your control of public health agencies if you were to win. Is that accurate?
I can't. You have to speak up.
Sir, RFK Jr. said that you promised him control of public health agencies. Is that true? Is that accurate?
We're working with him. He's a very talented guy. He wants women's health. He wants health for people. I'm looking to work with him. He's a very, very talented guy.
President Trump, you said, President Trump, you said, you said the other day.
I think the Democrats have done a very good job. We're leading in every state. We're leading big. And I think that the comment made by really both of them, because we really do it, about being garbage, maybe 200.
Military could be used, that the military or the National Guard could be used on election day if necessary. Can you explain what you meant by that in the details?
I don't think they'll have to be used. I think we're going to have a big victory. And I think 150 million people in this country are going to be very happy because we're going to bring the country back. We're a nation in decline, very, very serious decline. And we're going to bring our country back.
Did you know that Elon Musk was in close contact with President Putin? Did you know about this? Did you know about Elon Musk?
Some other breaking news for you. Lara Trump tweeting out, our election integrity team received reports of thousands of duplicate ballots in Michigan. We immediately investigated and have confirmed that it was a glitch in the system. These duplicates were not and will not be counted. We are on it and protecting the vote. Okay, so that's some good news right there. Elon Musk with some numbers out of Pennsylvania. And the numbers out of Pennsylvania, he says the 2024 Pennsylvania Republican versus Democrat vote is now over 500,000 better than the same day in 2020 when Biden's victory margin was only 80,000. Moreover, yesterday there were more Republican early votes than Democrat. Pennsylvania will be a decisive Republican victory. I hope he's right. You have two more days now to vote in person in Bucks County, okay? Big court ruling today. If you're in Bucks County, you can vote in person tomorrow and Friday up until 5 p.m. Please do it. Let's not take anything for granted. I don't want to hear anything talk about landslides. All I want to hear about is talking about people getting out to vote, getting their friends and family out to vote. Okay? Good. All right. Fayla's up next. Thank you for listening to the show. We're back with you tomorrow from 3 to 7. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Justin, great job with the music today. DeSantis, job done. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 3. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.